Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY. We just asked the crew in the studio here. Are you guys all seniors, by the way?
Yeah.
Seniors.
I'm a junior.
You're a junior. One junior and seniors in high school. Mm-hmm. Do you know that song?
A little bit. Like, I feel like I've heard it before.
I feel like you've heard it.
It's a very familiar song.
Yeah, it's definitely like a song that my parents have played before, you know?
Who can tell us the name of the group?
Ooh.
Maybe next year.
Maybe next year. Yeah, exactly.
Even your teacher doesn't know Mark Valchain? Nope. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Maureen Sloan, you want to enlighten them?
I know the song. I don't know the name.
Oh, well. Dean, I think you're going to have to help everyone out with this.
Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
Oh,
Never would have got it.
How many of you have heard of Woodstock?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's
one.
Really?
One? Well, Maureen, I know you know Woodstock. You were probably there. Weren't you?
Was it Jimi Hendrix?
You were a little young.
Was he like the bee's knees back in the day?
He would like to explain what Woodstock. Go ahead.
Okay.
Tell us. You've heard of Woodstock?
No, I've heard of Woodstock.
He has.
Oh, and what do you think it is?
Me?
Yeah.
I guess it's a band?
No. You know, we have Comstock, our community.
Huh?
Yeah.
So we have an event at community high school called Comstock that's based off of Woodstock.
Oh.
Do you get it now?
It was a huge thing
during like the Vietnam War.
Okay. Is this what we used to build houses with? Woodstock, is that what it is?
We would like to welcome in today for our Around the Home segment, hence Crosby, Stills, and Nash song with the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor, the Ann Arbor Student Building Industry Program. We talked with the morning crew before. You guys are the afternoon crew, part of it, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right. And Mark Valchain, who is their instructor with us today. I'm so impressed with this group. You know, we're big fans of the program. You build gorgeous houses, and these students really get their careers launched, those that want to go into the building trades. It's phenomenal.
Yeah, we try to train them not just for construction or the industry, but just life skills in general, too. And I think that's what makes our program so special.
Well, you know, when we talked with the morning crew, there was one woman in there who said to us that she was really kind of floundering until she found this program. And she's excelling in school now because of it.
Yeah, sometimes it just helps making the connections. You know, we use math, science, English, you know, every day in our lives. And in high school, they focus and they're looking at the book. And then once they get out to the site and actually apply those skills, those connections are made. And then it just creates a foundation, basically.
Makes a difference. We're going to meet our students in a moment, but also with us is Maureen Sloan. She is the CEO of the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor. We lovingly call it Brag Ann Arbor, and we love to brag about these kids here. Maureen, Brag really does a great job promoting this as well through the foundation and the support that you and members of Brag give to these programs, right?
We do. This is actually very important to our industry to have these young students come through, and it's feeder to the building industry so that we have the skilled trades that we need. But also, it's so important for us to be able to make a difference in these kids' lives. There's so many kids out there that aren't ready for going on to school after high school, and this really helps to build self-esteem that these are very talented, unique individuals.
Let's meet our kids. One of them has a connection here to Ann Arbor Radio and these radio stations through Cumulus. He is the son of one of the sales reps out here, Kerry Geyer. We welcome in Hunter Geyer. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you, too. How's it going?
Yeah, thank you. I was just talking with your mom about you not too long ago and the great things you're doing.
Yeah.
You are a senior at Community High School.
Yes.
How long have you been involved with the program with building?
This is my first year, actually.
What was that like when you first did something out on the site of the home?
I'll tell you what, I don't mean to be like corny or anything, but it was actually like life-changing. Like, it put me in a completely new perspective on, you know, construction and construction workers. And it was just overall a great experience.
What kinds of things have you been doing on this home?
Well, a little bit of everything, really, like putting up walls, setting in foundations, stuff like that. Flooring, sheeting, stuff like that.
So, what was it that kind of the light bulb went on for you and you said, wow?
I think it was when we actually had professional companies come out to like tutor us and like mentor us through processes and stuff like that. I think that was like when I was really, really imagining like, wow, like this is real. and like this is really what people go through on the daily. And like I'm a high school student, I have the opportunity to really go through this.
Well, and how many of us in high school have said, "Do we really need this math?"
Oh yeah, right. All of us.
You guys need it, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You see how you need it. Yeah. Also with us today is Darren Moore. Darren is our junior from my alma mater here on high school.
Yes.
Tell me about what this has been like for you, Darren.
I say it's kind of just like Hunter. It was pretty much life changing because, like, usually I've always been somebody that, like, you know, I go to school, get good grades, and it's like I'm never really into it. Like, I'm always just, you know, zoned out, but I mean, I still manage to get good grades. But this is actually like a class that it doesn't even feel like a class, honestly. And I can like easily go to it and focus and pay attention. It's actually something I like to do rather than like, you know, go to school and listen about like Shakespeare or something like that. Yeah.
You never know when you might need that too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
A lot of trivia questions out there. Jeff Burris is from Community High School. He's a senior there. Mm-hmm. And Jeff, tell me what this has been like for you.
You know, I, you know, same as these other guys, I've just kind of always been the student that, you know, actually, I've never really gotten too good of grades in class. You know, I've always been kind of antsy in class, not really being able to pay attention. But
yeah, but you're the only one here who likened Woodstock to Comstock. So
yeah, exactly.
Right there, you got some brownie points.
I know Comstock at least, or Woodstock. But, you know, I joined this class and like on maybe one of the first days walking in, I realized that, like, just the environment of the class itself is so just unique and extraordinary that, like, it's captivating. You, like, you walk on site and you see just this group of kids that are around the same age and they're just laughing and having a good time, but at the same time they're learning and, like, doing things that they care about and just getting these great skills. And it's amazing. So
you have to rely on each other too. You can't build a house. Well, I guess you might be able to, but it'd be awfully hard to build it by yourself,
exactly,
right?
Yeah.
Now, what kinds of things have you been doing on the house?
So, right now we're working on the interior walls of the first floor, and like kind of getting the first floor, you know, set up. We have the entire foundation to the first floor set already. But we haven't finished the basement completely.
Mm-hmm.
But so far, like it's looking really good.
I hear that basement has high ceilings too, which everyone wants.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the key about these houses that you build. They really are to today's specifications of what people want.
Oh, yeah.
Also with us is another senior from Community High School. He is Stefan Wright. And Stefan, what kinds of contributions have you brought to the this home that is being built?
Well, we all put in like different contributions into the house. Like every day we have like a set tasks to do as a team, because we have there's different teams within our team. So one of us like works towards something. Like so far, like we've built a couple interior walls and we've raised them and we've built the exterior walls. And yeah,
when you first saw one of the walls going up, what was that like for you?
Well, it was pretty crazy to see something that I built onto a house that someone's going to live in.
A lot of difference from Legos or something that you put together as a kid, right?
Oh, yeah.
There's a big pancake breakfast coming up to help support this program we'll talk about. But, Mark, I want to ask you about the scholarship opportunities for these students who are interested in attending college in the building trades.
You know, another thing, Lucy, that makes our program so special and unique is the fact that we have bonded with Bragg and a lot of the community members to make these opportunities possible for our students. And the Pancake Supper is really just a fundraiser that supports our scholarship opportunities for them solely. It goes for nothing else in the program, and it's earmarked for that purpose. But there's three scholarships that were originated, I think, how long ago, Maureen?
Oh, wow, this goes back a long time because they're named after all the founding fathers of the program.
Oh. Really?
So since the 70s, we've been honoring these scholarships, and they're $1,500 and $1,000, and there's three of them, and they're renewable for 4 years. So
wow.
They're actually sometimes life-changing for some of our students. One of the award winners last year, Arela Del Murray, she wasn't going to go on to school And because of these scholarships, it pushed her to go. And she's now at Ferris in the Honors Program.
Oh, my gosh.
Pursuing her construction management and architecture degree.
And really, it was because of that, but that support
it,
that she got.
It's definitely
got.
A springboard for her, yeah.
Well, let's find out what these kids want to do, too. By the way, Flipping Out for Student Builders, as they're calling the pancake supper, is coming up on Tuesday, November 27th. 5 to 7:30 p.m. at Pioneer High School in the cafeteria. Tickets are $8, and we'll give you information on where to get those in a moment. Darren, tell me what your plans are. I know you're only a junior right now, so you've got some time here, but what are you thinking, particularly getting this skill set now with building a home?
Yeah, before, like, you know, I didn't really have any, like, opinion, pretty much. Like, I mean, I play football, run track, and, you know, usually it was just pretty much just sports. And I was like, I guess I'm just going to go to college, hopefully on like a football scholarship or something like that, and play. But now it's like I see that I can, there's a lot of different things that I can do. And like, especially without even going to college for like 4 years, like to, you know, just go through like everybody else does, I could do something like maybe even go to a trade school to like hone in on the trade that I want to do and then, you know, get out and make money like that. Instead.
Oh, that's great. You look like a, are you a receiver?
What are linebacker.
You?
And,
well, oh, you are a linebacker.
Yeah, linebacker and tight end. So.
Okay. Is that something you want to do when you go to college too?
Yeah, definitely.
Are you good?
Yeah.
Is he good? Is he good? Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody says, yeah. Well, you should. I mean, you gotta have confidence like that. How's the team this year at Pioneer? Good. I haven't been keeping track.
Oh, he's a Huron. He's a Huron kid. So,
oh, I'm sorry. You're Huron. That's right.
Yeah, that's fine.
They're doing their best.
You know, we're pretty good all around. It's just...
You guys had a big loss last weekend, though,
yeah,
I remember.
We haven't really been able to come together and get the win, but hopefully we get this this one this Friday.
I hope so, too. Who are you playing the Friday?
Flat Rock.
All right, go. Yeah, go my River Rats. I love that. Hunter. Yes. Hunter Geyer.
Yes.
What are your plans after graduation? You're a senior.
Yes. Well, right now I'm just weighing my options with different colleges around the Midwest area. Let me just say this. Before home building, I was, like, very, very confused on what I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And after this, like, it's opened up my opportunities in life by such a huge margin. And, like, I'm considering going to college for a construction management degree.
That's great. Yeah. Jeff Burris, what about you?
You know, I, my entire high school career, I've been, you know, a theater kid. So I've never really, you know, looked into sports too much. I'm not very sporty of a person. But, you know, joining this and, like, being a part of this has, like, almost completely changed that about me. I know, like, kind
of
what
that.
It feels.
Real quickly, Stefan, what about you?
Yeah, I'm actually committed to pursue my lacrosse and academic career at Lawrence Tech University.
Oh, congratulations, one and all. Great program. Stick around, guys. Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY. Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY. Are you guys having a good time?
Oh, yeah.
I love these kids. Ann Arbor Student Industry Building Program. And with us today, I'm looking at photos of last year's house. This program has been around for 49 years now. And recently they've been building houses. I think they've got three now in, what is it called, Mark Valsheen?
This is the third house in the Kirkway of Sio subdivision. And it's off of Jackson Avenue and Stabler.
Okay, so now this is the third house these kids are doing right now.
Yes.
And it'll be for sale in summertime?
In June. Yes.
Looking at last year's house, the pictures here, granite. Oh, my gosh, look at the shower. Fabulous. Yeah. Huge shower, glass doors, and it's the Euro glass that doesn't have the...
You can't ask for much more in a master suite.
That is gorgeous. Beautiful. So, obviously built to today's sensibilities and what people want. What did that sell for last year?
Last year's was $435,000.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah. It was a good one.
Yeah. Just call it $500,000 house, right?
So, that's what they're building. Yeah. So, the quality speaks, or the price speaks to the quality, and our program, these students actually build quality projects that compete with local builders here in Ann Arbor.
And they wouldn't be getting that price if the work wasn't done correctly.
Correct.
You have a lot of partnerships that you have, not only with Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor, but its members and businesses in our community, right?
We do.
We're going to find out more about those. Some of the guys here are going to tell us about the sponsors. We're talking with Mark Valsheen, instructor with the Ann Arbor Student Building Industry Program. I've got some of his students from the afternoon class, Darren Moore, Jeff Burris, Stefan Wright, Hunter Geyer, along with Maureen Sloan, who is the CEO of the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor. And Jeff, you've got the list over there of some of the sponsors.
Just to start out with, we got Absolute Title, which is... one of our first sponsors, and then As Long As or as well as the African American Cultural and Historical Museum, and Ann Arbor Remodeling, Bank of Ann Arbor, you know, Bragg Ann Arbor Business Development Consulting Co. We have so many. It's amazing. Chelsea Lumber is one of them. Daryl and Kathleen Weinhart. I think that says Fringile. Or Fingerly.
Fingerly, yeah.
Yep, yep.
That's a big one. G2 Consulting Group, LLC. Lake Michigan Credit Union. The Main Street Homes. Meadowlark Builders, LLC. Rockman Design Build, which is another one. Second Edition Incorporated. Tandem Tile and Stone. And ooh, this is a long one. The UA Local 190 and Greater Michigan Plumbing and Mechanical Contractors Association.
The union representing the plumbers.
Yeah.
I think that's...
So, Lucy, these are all sponsorships for the Pancake Supper. Mm-hmm. And every business on that list has pledged at least $250 for scholarships and up to $1,500.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Right. That's great. Maureen, big salute to your members through Bragg Ann Arbor. These are some of the finest businesses and builders in the community who are really giving back, aren't they?
They are. The members, it's a great investment into our community, into our industry, and they are so happy to support these kids and what they do. It really is a lot of satisfaction for them as well.
I'm always impressed by the students that come in here. I really am, and these kids are phenomenal.
Thank you.
What are you going to be doing this afternoon? Are you going to be out on the on the job site?
Yeah, class.
I'm probably going to do that right after this.
How do you know what you're going to be doing when you get out there? Hunter, do you guys have, like, protocol? What happens?
Well, actually, Coach just brought this up to us about a week ago. We actually have a, what do you call it? A
set up work schedule?
Build schedule.
Yeah, build schedule, yeah. Wow, that's pretty simple. we made our build schedule, and we're going over it week by week on what we're going to be doing, and he has it on a calendar, too. That's like our, like, what do you call it, agenda, mm-hmm. I guess, mm-hmm. for, like, weekly. Yeah.
So excellent.
And our goals for this today and tomorrow are to have the second floor I-joist laid down and installed.
Yeah, so that's like the... That's like the very base of a floor.
That's where the system. Platform of your second floor is going to be on.
Yeah. Wow. Darren, when you're doing that, do you take great care?
Yes.
And definitely. Everything, I'm sure, out
yes,
there.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. All right, who's the pancake flipper here? Who's going to be
flipping? That's me. Definitely. Yep. We're just talking about this. Yep.
Really? Are you good at that?
Yes.
Okay. These are the best pancakes in town. They're coming up Tuesday, November 27th. And you can help support the Ann Arbor Student Building Industry Program with the 9th annual Pancake Supper. There's going to be a pancake bar, chocolate chips, strawberries, whipped cream, chocolate syrup. Mm. Wow. Mm-hmm. These aren't just regular old pancakes, are they? Yeah.
Them.
And a silent auction, gift baskets, tools, sporting event tickets, swag from Ann Arbor Student Industry mm-hmm. Builders.
Oh, yeah.
Really, really wonderful. Big, great fundraising event to also improve the awareness of the program here. How many kids are involved with this, Mark?
We're over capacity this year with 31 students in the program.
Oh, wow. And you're going to be doing another house next year?
Of course, yes.
And you use the proceeds from this house to buy the land and give it a kickstart? Is that how this works?
Yeah, the proceeds stay with the program. So the unique part about our program is that it's a nonprofit corporation, so the school takes care of the teachers and the school needs, and then the Ann Arbor Student Building Industry Program Board makes the business decisions and take care of land, securing the land, choosing the house, the style house, and the appointments inside that home to keep it up to date. So that's the big partnership between it. It's the best marriage between, you know, school and the community and business.
Stefan, your fellow classmates, do they realize you're actually, when you're off site like this, you're building a house?
Well, a lot of them actually just don't because it's not like a known thing just because mm-hmm. like people aren't used to like leaving school and going to like a job site because mm-hmm. it's not like a normal thing. Like we're a pretty unique program to like actually take students out to the job site and get that real experience. Yeah.
So you guys need to wear your tool. Darren here on game day is going to be wearing his football jersey, right? Yep. You guys need to wear your tool belts around.
And we also need our PPE, OSHA certified.
Yeah.
Your what?
We're OSHA certified. Our personal protection equipment.
What is
so
that?
So it's like the we always have to wear our safety goggles and our hard hat when we're on site. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I want all 31 students to wear that one day. that would up the awareness of the program.
Definitely. PPE day. Right. That's every day, Coach.
Maureen, how long have we bemoaned that there aren't enough kids and others going into this profession, that we need to train people to go into the trades professions, and look what the schools are doing here.
Yeah, we do, and it's been a need for a very long time. Even during the bad recession, it was still a need back then, and it's still a need today.
Yeah. Well, and a lot of companies, you know, they had to stop work. They didn't have any work. A lot of those workers went to other states. We finally started getting some of them back here, but the big need to get young people into this. And do you guys realize you could own your own company?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, that's a plan for me. Yeah,
is that the plan?
Yeah. Yes,
yeah, you want to be like your own building company?
Yeah. Yeah, because, I mean, I feel like I do want to be, like, a part of the trade, like, out there in the field, like, building stuff at the same time. But also, I like to lead, so I'd like to have that leadership, like, you know, position where I can own my own business and go in and build at the same time, so I'd be versatile with my own company.
That's marvelous. Then you can regale people who come to your company with your football playing days, too.
Yep, definitely.
Darren, so nice getting to know all you guys. Really appreciate it. Darren Moore out of Huron High School. He's a junior. Jeff Burris, Stephen Wright, and Hunter Geyer, all from Community High School. Mm-hmm. And they are seniors, and looking forward to seeing where all these kids go one day and what they're doing here, building our next homes. Thank you so much. Maureen Sloan, CEO of Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor. And the students' teacher, Mark Velsheen, their instructor from the Ann Arbor Student Building Industry Program. Go on Facebook. Just search for Ann Arbor Student Building Industry Program. You can see pictures of the house that they're currently doing, the one from last year, and get information on the pancake breakfast as well. And breakfast, dinner, supper, lunch,
supper,
whatever.
Yep.
5 to 7:30 p.m. Tuesday, November 27th. Tickets at the door for $8. But where can we get them now?
The students are selling them currently.
Okay.
They get packs of 10 to sell. Mm-hmm. And they're hitting everybody up. Yeah. So.
All right. But otherwise, at the door on November 27th.
Correct.
All right, guys. Have much success. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
Lucy.
Maybe that house will go for $500,000 this year.
Oh, I hope so.
It wouldn't surprise me. All right, thank you. More coming up on the Lucy Ann Lance Show. You're listening to Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.